Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. So I got my kids all snuggled up in the living room and they're watching The Grinch, and I wanted to pop on here and share a message that is really strong on my heart this time of year. It is about choosing gratitude over guilt with your holiday budget. So we all know that spending money while you're on a debt-free journey or just simply living on a budget, even if you're already debt-free like we are, it can be a really touchy subject. And there's a lot of strong opinions around this topic. And it seems that the holiday season only really amplifies this whole anti-shopping talk all over social media. And so I wanted to kind of be proactive on this for you guys and share this message with you before Black Friday, before Cyber Monday, before all of the Christmas and holiday shopping really starts to get underway. So you can really kind of form your own opinion and your own thought on how you're going to approach this subject. Maybe you haven't even really considered this yet. And I really just want to share with you why this time of year especially, I choose to shop for Christmas with a heart full of gratitude instead of a mind full of guilt. And I also want to explain why budgeting, especially this time of year, should bring you freedom and how you can create that freedom for yourself. So choosing gratitude over guilt. This is, I feel like, so important always, but like I said, especially this time of year, because the majority of us are going to be doing a lot more shopping than we normally do. If you're like us, you don't really buy a lot of stuff throughout the year. We buy ourselves treats, obviously, but we don't really splurge on a lot of things. We buy necessary things and we buy small treats. So we buy our clothes seasonally. We buy clothes twice a year. We'll do a spring and summer wardrobe and then we do a fall and winter wardrobe. And so I kind of do two big clothing shopping trips or online shopping times a year. And then I do my holiday shopping usually the first week after Thanksgiving or 2 weeks or so, somewhere in there. And then the rest of the year, it's pretty tame. So if you're like me and you're not someone who shops all the time, this kind of mindset behind not feeling guilty about spending a good chunk of money is really, really important. And I really want you guys to hear me on this and hear my heart on this, okay? So, like I said, you're going to be hearing so much anti-shopping talk, and you guys have probably seen the memes and the snarky posts and the things like, in America, it's on Thanksgiving, we sit down and we say how thankful we are for all the things that aren't things, and then Black Friday, we go out and trample over people to buy a new TV or something along those lines, right? You've probably heard that. That's not a new comment. Just something about that kind of, I feel like that's really misconstrued. And I feel like that's just not the message that I want on my heart or on my conscience. And that's not something that I want you guys to be feeling either. And I don't want you to feel like, oh, because I'm grateful for my family, because I'm grateful for all my blessings and everything on Thanksgiving, I can't enjoy shopping during the holiday season. If that will make me a hypocrite. And that is not true, you guys. And I feel like there's a lot of shaming kind of around this season, a lot of judging of like what you're buying, what you're spending on both sides. There's a lot from people that are like, oh, she's spending too much. And then there's the other side of like, oh, that's all she bought. Or, you know, and so it goes either way. And I just really don't like that narrative. And so most of you know that I'm a pretty, I wouldn't say a hardcore minimalist, but we're pretty minimalist. I mean, we're a family of five and a large dog that's bigger than our children. So a family of six. And we are in a two-bedroom, one-bathroom, 750-square-foot house. And we're pretty comfortable. We've been here for about a year and a half. And we really like the simple living. And it has its challenges. But for the most part, minimalism is where it's at for us in this season of life. And obviously, we live on a budget. And we have for approaching 5 years, 4.5 years or so. And my general nature is I try to be very practical with my purchases. I try to buy things that are useful or consumable. And to be honest, I like to buy some things that are just fun. And I don't want to feel guilty for that. I know my boundaries. And I know kind of, you know, what I want to buy and what I need to buy and all of those things. And I choose not to feel guilty for the things that I buy. And honestly, this was one of my goals when I first started. We started our budgeting journey in October, and it just kind of happened that way. And we were quickly approaching Christmas, obviously, not too far into our journey. And I was kind of like, oh, well, what do I do? Because I was getting good at my budget. You know, I had a couple paychecks worth of budgeting and was starting to kind of get excited about it. I saw a little bit of progress. Then I was like, you know, like the screeching brakes sound effect, insert here. And I was like, oh goodness, it's Christmas. What do I do? And at this time we had two kids. June was almost four and Izzy was almost one. That Christmas, our first budgeting Christmas. And I was just like, oh goodness. And I was really scared going into our first budgeting Christmas. And I was like, it's all going to be over. I'm going to blow it. I'm just, you know, and I'm going to have to use my credit card. There's no way we can have a decent Christmas. And then I was like, no, it's okay. You can do it. And I think we made our original budget like $400 or $500 maybe. And obviously that was our two kids. And I feel like there's usually about 30, 35 people on our shopping list, family and friends that are practically family. And we don't really buy for like distant relatives or people that we barely know, things like that. But you know, that budget didn't really go very far. And, you know, $500 sounds like a good chunk of money, but when you start dividing it up 30, 35 different ways, it's not really that much. And I was just like, ugh, like I just had that sinking feeling in my stomach. And if you're like me, my love language is giving. And I would much rather shop for other people and give to other people than get things myself. Maybe that's just the mom and the big sister in me. But that's just my love language. I love giving gifts and I love shopping. I love physically shopping and I love shopping with a goal in mind, with a object in mind. And I just kind of had this pit of my stomach feeling like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to pull this off? How am I going to not grab my credit card? How am I going to not break the budget? And I was really scared. And I made up my mind that first year that when I was debt-free, when I was financially, you know, successful and everything, I would give like really good gifts. And that was one of my goals. And it still is. It's obviously I'm not all the way to where I want to be. I'm sure that the gifts that I give, you know, 15 or 20 years from now when I'm a millionaire will be better than the ones that I can give now. But obviously they're going to progressively get better. And that was one of my goals from the beginning, was to be able to afford bigger and better Christmas every single year as things went on. Just because it's just my love language so much, and that's where my heart is. And I really feel like there's nothing wrong with shopping or spoiling your kids, air quotes, spoiling your kids. And when it's done with boundaries, right? So when you make a plan, you know ahead of time who you're shopping for, a general idea of what you're shopping for. You know, I'm going to buy so-and-so maybe a piece of clothing, or so-and-so a book, or, you know, this person needs this, or this person has shown interest in this hobby or something like that. Like, you have some sort of plan. You're not just going in there and grabbing everything you see and going, you know, Black Friday blind and being crazy about it, or just buying something just because it's on sale, or buying something ridiculous that is obviously a waste of money. You're not doing that. You're making a plan ahead of time. You have a list of who you're shopping for, a general idea of what you're shopping for. You set a budget. You know your overall budget. You know your per person budget. And obviously, it might be different. Obviously, you're probably going to spend more on your child than you do on a coworker or a friend or a neighbor or somebody like that. So you have your budget, you have your plan, and when you shop and when you give gifts, you're shopping and giving intentionally, right? You're not going crazy. You're not buying everything in sight. You're not buying just because it's on sale. You're not ordering extra things just to get the free shipping. Guilty, been there, right? We're not doing that. So when you can legitimately afford it, when you can legitimately afford it, which means when you've made a plan for it, when you've saved up for it, when it isn't going to hurt your long-term goals, you don't have to feel guilty about shopping or, air quotes, spoiling your kids. I kind of hate the term spoiling your kids. My grandma always was like that. She would always kind of get on to people for saying, oh, the girls are so spoiled. And she's like, they're not spoiled. They're good kids. And so I just feel like there's always kind of a bad connotation with spoiled kids. But you know what I mean. Buying things that your kids don't necessarily need, but they want. I just feel like you shouldn't feel guilty about shopping or spoiling your kids a little bit, or blessing people that you love and that you care about, or people that are less fortunate than you. And you want to be generous in the spirit of the season. I don't think that you should feel guilty about that when it's done correctly. When you've made a plan, when you've set a budget, when you are intentional with your shopping tactics, with the things that you're giving, and when you can legitimately afford it, when it's not going to hurt you long term. So that means not setting a ridiculous budget, taking into account what you can legitimately afford, how much you already have saved. If you don't have anything saved right now, what can you cash flow? Can you, you know, pick up some overtime or sell some things around the house if you can't cash flow it? How can you get that extra money? Or how can you get creative and really do a really frugal Christmas? You know, what kind of craft supplies do you have around the house? What can you bake? What can you repurpose? You know, things like that. You shouldn't feel guilty for that when you have a plan. Because I feel like that takes out the heart of blessing people, of giving, when you're feeling guilty over it. That's not what we're trying to do. That is not in alignment with the vibes that you want to put with those gifts, right? I think that people have this really common misconception that budgeting is like a punishment, and it is about constraining yourself. And if you're on a budget, you have to be suffocated and you have to like hate your life or something. It's not constraining. It's simply just making a plan and sticking to it. You've probably heard that a million times. It really is. It is really that simple. So what my Christmases look like now is that I get to shop and I love shopping. And to me, the actual act of going shopping, especially without my children, God bless them, especially without my children, if just my sister and I go shopping, which is usually our Black Friday routine, is sometimes we'll let my brother-in-law tag along. But shopping for me is the actual treat, is the actual gift. I love physically being able to shop and go and find. Maybe my fellow shoppers can raise a hand and not make me feel alone over here. And I get to shop and I get to spend that quality time with my sister and I get to think of others and I get to bless people. I get to be excited about knowing, you know, last year we gave my mother-in-law an essential oils starter kit, which you guys probably know it's not super cheap. And that's what we gave her. And I was giddy, literally just so excited, probably more excited than she was, to give it to her because I felt like it was such a blessing to be able to bless her with these essential oils and teach her about essential oils. And, you know, all my oily mamas will understand my excitement. So that to me, like, why would I feel guilty of doing something like that? And so I'll go shopping now. I'll have my budget in mind. And this year is my first year to actually have a separate debit card account. I actually just like a week or so ago opened a whole nother checking account with a debit card attached for my sinking fund. I've always just had it thrown in with my savings account, which is totally fine too. Or you can totally do it in cash. There's really not a wrong way as long as you're doing it intentionally. And I would always kind of pull the money out of savings, transfer it back into my spending account, and then I would just kind of keep up with it on paper. And so I'm going to try it this year with having a separate debit card for a sinking fund, like holiday expenses, and I have all my Christmas money in there already, and I'm going to see how that goes. I feel like it's going to be a lot simpler. You know, it's just one more debit card in my wallet. That's the only kind of annoying thing, but it's not a big deal. So anyway, when I shop now, I come home with zero regret. I come home with a heart full of gratitude and I'm excited and I can't wait to see everyone's faces when I give them these gifts. And there is no buyer's remorse since I've been shopping on a budget. The old days, oh my goodness, I would come home and I would feel like someone kicked me in the stomach because I would know that I could not legitimately afford the things that I bought. I knew that I overdid it. I knew that I went in shopping unorganized. I had no plan. I just bought things. I bought things that were probably way too expensive. And, you know, that gut shopping buyer's remorse feeling like someone literally just kicked you in the stomach. It's not fun. You guys, that doesn't happen when you have a plan and a budget and you actually stick to it. You get to shop with just gratitude. It's amazing. And shopping is so much more of a treat now. And so what I do to kind of cultivate that gratitude is, my sister teases me for it, but this is what I do. And I don't just do this at Christmas time. I literally do this with any bulk kind of shopping. So when I throw my girls a birthday party or I buy a large amount of clothes, what I do is I will lay everything out either like on my bed or on the living room floor or something like that. And I kind of will like organize things. And if you follow my Instagram stories for any amount of time, you've probably seen me do this. I do this with, like I said, my girls' birthday decorations and all things. And I will lay everything out. And if it's Christmas, I'll kind of group things up. Like I'll, or, you know, this person's stuff over here, this person's stuff over there, things like that. And I will sit there and I will look at everything and I will just absorb it. And soak up all of that gratitude. And I will just think about, you know, how it's going to feel when this person opens the gift and how it's blessing them and how I am so grateful that we can afford these things. And my sister's like, do you really do this every single shopping trip? You're so crazy. And I'm like, yeah, I do. Because the first year that we were on a budget at Christmas, like I said, 2 months in, scared to death of budgeting at this point, our Christmas was very small. And I got all my Christmas stuff out and I laid it out in my bedroom. And I looked at everything and I thought, I'm grateful that this was our first cash flowed Christmas, no credit cards used. Obviously, we weren't debt free yet, but we cash flowed our way through Christmas. We didn't take on any more debt. And even though it was a small Christmas, I was so proud and so grateful for all of that stuff that I was able to give. And I still do it because I think that it is really important to, for one, you know, just see everything you bought and to soak up that gratitude and to really appreciate everything in front of you. And that kind of just reiterates that it's not frivolous stuff. And you can look it all in the eye, so to speak. You can look it all in the eye and you can say, I don't feel guilty for buying you. You were a good purchase. And just be grateful. Right? Because that's what it's really about. That's what it's really about. That's put your heart into the season. Not just Christmas, all gift-giving times. And so if you see these type of anti-shopping posts, I just want you to be able to be prepared for them to kind of not catch you off guard, for you to kind of know where you stand. Maybe you disagree with me. That's fine. You're allowed to disagree with me. Maybe you think that Christmas is totally commercialized and ridiculous or whatever, but at least you'll know where you stand. At least it won't catch you off guard. At least you will have your opinion already formed, right? So no matter what you do, no matter what your stance is on shopping, spending, all of that, while you're on a debt-free journey, while you're on a budget, I just don't want you to feel guilty. Whatever you do, do what is best for you, your family, your situation, your goals. And don't feel guilty. Stand strong in your reasoning. And if you know that you could honestly afford it, if it's coming from a good place in your heart, if you're not doing it to show off, to, you know, one up someone, you know, if you're really doing it to truly bless people, to truly give, to show your love, and you can honestly afford it, I just feel like there shouldn't be any guilt behind that. And obviously, you know, the best things in life are free, all that. But sometimes the good things in life cost money. And, you know, maybe it's something for someone to pursue, a hobby, or maybe it's an activity, it's an event, it's an experience. A lot of people, you know, well, I'd rather give an experience. There's no clutter, blah, blah, blah. Yes, totally agree. Right? So the good things in life, like experiences and pursuing hobbies and things that will bring you closer as a family, those still cost money, you guys. And sometimes the actual act of shopping, like me, it's one of the bonding things that I do with my sister. And it's one of the treats that I get for myself to go without the kids. Sometimes that can be a good thing. Blessing others can be a good thing. So there doesn't have to be a lot of guilt around this, all right? So I just really had to get that off my heart, because I can just imagine all of my ladies, you know, especially moms, all the mom guilt is so real. And I just don't want you guys to go into the season heavy-hearted, guilty, all of that. That just really takes the fun out of what is supposed to be a magical time of year. So what you can do to kind of overcome that guilt, like I said, just to reiterate, create a plan. Okay. I'm going to link to my favorite resources in the show notes, so you guys can go and check them out. I have a 5-part blog series for having a budget-friendly Christmas. These are blogs that I wrote last year. They still apply. They're still great resources. So the first part is planning, and we talk about how to plan ahead for Christmas. And I realize that we're only a few weeks out from Christmas now, but also this can still help you for this year, and it's really good to know for next year, because if you're already kind of like, ugh, I should have thought about this sooner, you know, you can take these tips and apply them to next year as well. And part two is giving gifts. And so I give a lot of frugal ideas and just creative ideas of some of my favorite gifts on a budget. Shopping is the third part. Some just ideas on how to shop a little more budget friendly, some frugal ideas, some of my favorite ideas, things like that. Part four is decorating on a budget, just what I've done over the year. I love decorating. I at one time in my life wanted to be an interior designer. I love decorating, and being on a budget kind of kicks that to the back burner, right? Because you're like, it's not 100% necessary, but you still want to decorate. So I talk about some of the ways that I decorate for Christmas on a budget. And then part five of this series is some family activities that you can do that are, most of them are free or super cheap family activities that you can do this season if you're on a budget. Because if you're used to kind of going into the holiday season spending a ton of money, if this is your first Christmas on a budget, you're like, oh gosh, what are we gonna do though, other than just watching movies? So I share a lot of my favorite ideas on that. And you can also download my free printable family holiday budget planner, and it's 12 pages. It just kind of helps you just if you've never done a Christmas on a budget, it just really gives you everything you need to get started. And don't be afraid to change it, adapt it, to make it your own. This is just a really good place to start, and it's free. So you can get all of that in the show notes, or you can go to asunnysideuplife.com/Christmas, and you'll find links to all of the things I just mentioned. They're all on that kind of homepage of Christmas stuff right there. So I hope that that's helpful, you guys. I just really want you to go into the season standing strong in your reasoning for whatever plan you come up with. I want you to go into it with your heart in the right place, with a solid plan, without guilt and without fear, especially without fear, because I know that it can be really scary, especially if you have kids, especially, you know, if you're used to doing it big for the holidays and you're just like, oh my goodness, things are going to be different this year. Just stand strong in your beliefs and stand strong knowing that your long-term goals are ultimately more important. But if you can bless others without hurting your long-term goals, if you can do it from a good place, then do it and don't apologize for it, okay? All right, guys, I'm going to go. Thank you so much for hanging out. You know, if you haven't subscribed yet, subscribe so you can make sure that you never miss an episode. Share on social media. That is how this podcast grows. You guys have been sharing, and I appreciate your support so, so much from the bottom of my heart. Make sure to leave me a review so other ladies just like you can find this podcast and hear the message that we are sharing here. All right. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.